Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Well, dude, since the last podcast, the Giants have made a lot of moves, some under the radar. But I guess we should start off with, I don't know if I wanted to play taps or, I don't know, I wanted to see how you were doing. Julian Love, unfortunately, is no longer a New York Giant. And I kid, because I like Julian Love as well. Just joking, because Chris is obviously a big Golden Domer fan.
But, big Love fan, too.
Yeah, and look, man, you said it during the season, even. I don't know if you said it just to me or you said it on the podcast. I know you said it recently, that the numbers they were asking for were a little, you know, astronomical. And turns out he didn't really sign for that much. You know, it was kind of like, wow, we could have made this work, no? Well, we'll start there.
I tell you what, Jerry, I mean, I think a lot of players and their agents have misjudged this market this year, boy.
Yeah.
You see guys like Gesicki and you got, you know, signing one-year deals and all that stuff. And I tell you, Jerry, it's been a strange free agent market, man. It hasn't been what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. As far as Julian goes, yeah, look, I've been telling you for a while that, you know, that when they spoke during the bye week, you know, his side kind of came in with a ridiculous number. And,
yeah.
But that's negotiations. I get it. But it seems like, you know, Athletic, I think, put out a report today talking about those ridiculous numbers. And he signs, you know, We gave it a slight chance of him coming back.
Yeah.
But did not feel they were going to pay two safeties. Because McKinney's the way they're going to go.
Yep. And rightly so.
And rightly so. Yeah.
Shame.
Look, they wanted Love back. They had a certain number. It probably, from what I understand, Jerry, it was right around the number he got. And maybe a little less.
Yeah.
So Julian, you know, the market wasn't there anymore with the Giants. And, you know, he jumped on a little bit more, whatever it was, in Seattle. And look, one thing about Love, he absolutely loved being a Giant. He wanted to be here. But he also, in his presses and talking to him on the side, he also made it known he knows this is a business.
Yeah.
And he's going to try to get as much as he could in the short lifespan that a football player lives, you know?
Sure.
And he made it known, Jerry. You know, from the get-go, he made it known that it's a business. I hope it works out here. But if not, I'll move on, you know?
Right.
So he moved on. wound up going to Seattle and got the 2-year, I think, $12 million. I think the Giants maybe came in a little bit less, but, you know, I guess it didn't work. And now the Giants go out today and they sign a veteran in Bobby McCain, who's played the last few years for the Washington Commanders. And a guy that could play a little free safety, could play a lot of slot, could play both. And you know, he'll compete in camp with the young guys and whoever they draft. But nice veteran presence. You know, a guy's not going to really hurt you out there. He's a decent player. I always kind of like Bobby's game. And that's where we're at. So, look, Jerry, you can't keep everybody, dude, right? We know that.
Yep.
If McKinney wasn't a Giant, Love's probably still a Giant. You know?
Yes.
That's how much they did like him. You know, Dave and Shane really did like him. The organization, Love. How could you not like him? The guy's a class act. But this is the business side of it. That's it. That's the bottom line. Yeah. And he's not a Pro Bowl safety. He wasn't getting big numbers, like, you know, 8, 9, 10. Yeah. As a nice player, a nice safety and all that. But with McKinney contract coming up in the near future, it just wasn't happening, dude.
Yeah.
You know, they'll go out. You know, look, I expect them to address the safety position in the draft. And then you have some young guys in the back end a little bit that they kind of like, and we'll see what happens. But
yeah, we said the drop off to Belton may not be that bad, and I was okay with it if the other side of that is that you're signing McKinney to a long-term deal because you have to keep him. And you go from Love to Belton, it'll be interesting to see how that transition happens. So I don't think the drop off will be that big. Like you said, we're gonna miss Love. Never forget, you know, his biggest play to me was the interception against the Ravens when, you know, Papa lost his mind on the radio. It was a great call. And Lamar Jackson kind of flung it across the field. Love made the play. That's what I'll always remember, you know. But unfortunately, I'll also remember some of the plays he made against the Eagles. I'll try not to remember those, but yeah, it is what it is. It's like you said, it's a business, and you can't pay two safeties that much. It's just a shame that, you know, couldn't make it work because he didn't get all that much money. But another guy they didn't sign that was kind of surprised, kind of the surprise so far, being that, you know, Nick Gates is gone, is John Feliciano.
Yeah.
Now, the center position is extremely tenuous. So you think the Giants are going to bring in a veteran They're obviously going to, I would think, address it in the draft. But right now, I imagine they're looking at, what, Bredesen and Lemieux? I don't know even, yeah. Right? That was a surprise, Chris.
Yeah, Jerry, look, the starting center's probably not on the roster yet. You know, yeah. I know I see some panic out there, but let's not forget, everybody, this is March, right? We're nowhere near A, training camp, B, September, 53, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't believe their plan is either have Brent Brennison to play center either. So, look, they got the second round pick. They got picks. I'm sure, you know, look, I think we talked about it before. Wouldn't shock me to take a center with their number one pick, okay?
Yeah, right.
Lemieux, this guy's fighting for guards. Who could play center? But I'm sure they're looking at it like, hey, Jerry, you look at the way this market's shaped up like we just talked about, and you could probably still get a veteran. There's still some guys out there.
Yeah.
You know, there's still some guys that are veterans that are floating around that aren't signed yet. It's remarkable, dude. It really
is. Right, it is.
You know,
it
I
really
mean,
is.
Even the guy from the Eagles, the guard, Isaac Samulo, I mean, he just signed the other day. That was shocking.
It's unbelievable. You figure he'd be one of the first off the board.
I mean, so, you know, there's still a couple of guys. We'll see which way they go. Or you know, I expect them to obviously address it in the draft. But, you know, if I had a guess right now, I would say their starting center for the 2023 season is not on the roster. You know?
Yeah, and I would even say even if they did sign Feliciano, we all wanted to upgrade that. Sure. It was just kind of a holdover. It was kind of a bridge, if you will. But I agree with you. Not on the roster. It's just if practice started tomorrow, I'm assuming it's one of those two. But you're right. It's either a free agent, and hopefully they address it in the draft. We needed the Giants needed to get better up the middle anyway, at guard and center. And this now kind of forces it even more, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought one of those positions would be addressed in free agency.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been. Yeah. So they still have to upgrade the interior of the line, you know?
What does that signal to you?
What?
That they didn't address guard.
They wanted to put their money in other places, you know? Mm. And look, Jerry, you know, Joe Shane, you know, he didn't hide the fact that we have to address this run defense, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they went out and they signed Nunez Roches and Bobby Okereke.
Yeah.
And they're going to draft a defensive lineman, you know that.
And they're working on another contract.
And Alshon Robinson, you know, they had him in Monday. I don't know how that's working out. But if they bring him in, that's another run-stopping defensive rotation guy.
Yeah.
You know, behind Leo and Dex, you know. So, look, Joe Shane was, you know, we talked about this. That was his biggest concern, brother, was stopping the run, heading into this free agent process. Now, Jerry, am I surprised they didn't sign a veteran or bring a guy? Yeah, no, I am. You know, I am. But they have a plan. Obviously, we'll see what happens if they, you know, the free agency is still going on. There's still names out there, man.
Do you think they're higher on Azudu than people think as well?
Yeah, I think they do. They like Joshua Azudu.
Yeah.
You know, Azudu or Azudu. I don't know if you said it right or I said it right. So they are.
Yeah, I think it's Azudu.
Yeah, you might be right. I'm sure you are because I'm messed up when I pronounce names.
Oh, dude. If it's not a Giant, Chris, some of the names I butcher, man.
So I butcher the Giants' names. That's the sample.
Nice.
Yeah, no, they do like him. And look, Jerry, it's going to be a competition. That's what it's all about, you know? Now, as we sit here saying, okay, we think he's going to be our left guard, that I don't know about, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, you forget Shane Lemieux still on this roster. The problem with Shane.
Tried.
Yeah, the problem with Shane is that, you know, he gets hurt every year, you know?
Yeah.
Ezekiel, and Jerry, I could tell you another guy they really liked before he got hurt, and that's Marcus McKethan.
Yep.
They really liked him. You know what, dude? Watching him every day in camp last year, before he suffered the injury, if you remember, I was putting it on Twitter. You know, this guy is he's cross training out there. He's playing tackle and guard, and you know, a couple of people told me, you know, they're pretty impressed with this young guy from Carolina. And then he went down with the injury, so he's going to get in there and compete. And look, I thought for sure, dude, that Gates and Feliciano would be back on 1 year deals.
Yeah,
and then Washington
at least one
right, and then. And then Washington comes in with that offer that no way Nick was going to turn it down. That shocked me, dude. That shocked me. Mm-hmm. And then Feliciano, who I thought would be back on one of those 1 year, you know, 1.3, 1.1. And he winds up going to the 49ers, you know, and that's what happens. You know, look, when you're a free agent, you never know, you know.
Yeah.
So and they like Feliciano. He's a guy that, you know, if they bring in a center in the draft and he's not ready yet, you know, they feel comfortable with John playing center. You know, a guy could play guard too. Guy they know from Buffalo. So, but, dude, when you're a free agent, you just don't know what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
And the 49ers came in a little better. You know, they wanted him. and he's going to go over there and play for a contender and, you know, and all that. So wish him well. So you, the point of this is that, you know, you just don't know when free agency starts and you have all your list of UFAs and you just give it a, you just try to give it your best educated guess. Okay, yeah, I think he stays. I think he stays, you know? I mean, Jerry, you know, there was a time when free agency started where I was like, I don't think Darius Slayton's going to stay, you know? I thought he would move on. And next, you know, he's getting a 2-year, $12 million deal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a guy, look. And
2 years, right. That was the surprising part.
And $4 million guaranteed or something. 4.5, whatever it was, guaranteed.
And let me say this about Darius Slayton. If he can gain as much consistency in his game that he has in his press conferences, I'm on board, man. Because I love what he said about his quarterback. I love what he said about, you know, you just kind of, I get what he's saying. Look, and I had him leaving, okay? I had him gone. But it, again, this isn't a move that makes me lose sleep. It's like, okay, we believe in him. Let's do it. Let's do it, Darius. Let's do it, right? But I love what he said that, you know, we just built this up and you're going to break it down. And I thought, man, it's a really good argument, right? And he had chemistry with Jones and the way he started the year, where he was kind of in the doghouse and worked his way out. Look, he's wildly inconsistent. I get it. You know, the Viking game, when he dropped the ball, he could have lived in infamy if they didn't win that game. And he's dropped others, but I love his attitude. And, you know, it's a guy that Jones has good chemistry with. So, look, you could do a lot worse than him being your, what, probably third, fourth receiver on this team.
Jerry, you know, he's a guy, and I think Giant fans are falling in love with Darius from an attitude of, I can't wait to get rid of him. He had a few drops, but till now, I think, look, Jerry, he is what I've been reporting about him as far as A, great locker room dude.
Yeah.
You know? B, a guy, he's their best yak receiver. He's a guy that could stretch the field. Now, will he ever be a polished receiver? No, Jerry, I don't think he ever will. But, dude, I'm telling you, bro, and I've gone back and looked at previous games because I'm a total complete buffoon the last week, especially when I heard that Darius might be staying, and I thought he was going to, and I reported this on Twitter that there was a few teams very interested in him, you know, Atlanta being one of them, and he could have went. It wasn't like he had no other offers, and he said, okay, wow, look at this. The Giants gave me one. I'm not going anywhere. No, he had other offers. The Falcons really wanted him, okay?
Yeah.
And I look back, Jerry, and I'm looking at a lot of the games, and, dude, there was times he beat quality, including James Bradbury, beat quality corners, but they couldn't, Daniel couldn't get him the damn ball because the offensive line.
Yeah, you said that in the first Eagle game.
Did a double move on James and toasted him. Couldn't get him the ball because their offensive line didn't hold. So Darius is a guy that, it's an amazing story. And I put on Twitter this week, I got to know Darius pretty good during the season. And I love the dude, bro. I love the dude. He's a quiet guy, man, right? But then when you get to know him and he speaks and you hear and you're like, man, this guy, excuse me, this guy is not what I thought he was. You know, I just thought he was like a little bit okay, leave me alone, media. You know, I don't want, you know, don't talk to me. You guys destroy me in the papers and you destroy me on social media. And dude, he's amazing in a way, Jerry, because he's been slaughtered here by the media at times, by the fans on social media. He comes into training camp. He's like seventh on the depth chart.
Seven out of six, right?
Basically, right? Joe Shane approaches, says, either take this pay cut or your history here as a Giant. We didn't draft you. We don't think that much of you and all that, right?
Right.
And this dude never complains. This dude puts his, you know, he puts his nose to the ground and says, okay, I'm going to grind. And he turns out the most receiving yards, a couple of big plays.
Yeah.
Right? And he turns out to get a 2-year, $12 million contract. A guy I think a lot of people, you know, wanted. Look, Jerry, I didn't think he was going to come back, but I had no problem with him coming back, you know?
Yeah. Again, it's not a move where you're like, it's terrible. It's more good for him. And you know, it was a little surprising that it was 2 years, but then you listen to him and how happy he was for what Jones got. And then he said, no Daniel Jones slander on my Twitter. I love that, man. Like, sticking up for your quarterback. There needs to be more of that. That's the culture that you know, this group is building, and they're all a part of it. I love his attitude. I just wish he could get more consistent, because if he does, he's going to be, you know, he's going to be a nice story. He's going to be one of those guys that, you know, didn't start off so great, and then by the end, or whatever, you know, year six, seven, whatever it is, whenever it's going to be, that he's excelling now. Like you said, he's never going to be a great polished receiver, but he could be a very solid three, maybe two, maybe.
And you know, Jerry, and after they signed him, I reached out to somebody, and they said to me, yo, you know, look at some of the things he did last year. Look at the way he stretched the field. How many big plays did he come up with? And I'm saying to myself, yeah, well, Jacksonville game right off the bat, right out of the gate, they marched down the field.
Yeah.
I think the Green Bay game, he had a big catch on a crossing route. And I'm saying, and they were like, yo, Chris, you know, our game plan is to build up this line, would give Daniel some actual time in the pocket and let Darius do his thing on a lot of deep routes, because he was open last year in a lot of deep routes. Couldn't get him the ball.
Yeah. And if you look at his career early on, I remember specifically the Jets game, and part of that's because Big Blue VCR just put it out there, but I remember that. He had two long touchdowns in that one. He had the two touchdowns on Monday night against the Eagles,
Jerry,
long ones. Like, he's got big play.
Jerry,
big play
what was
ability.
The game? Was it against the Eagles? He caught like a little sideline pass, broke a tackle, went down. Was that the Eagle game? He went for a touchdown? This year? Well, one of those games at home.
I thought it was the command. Well, maybe it wasn't the Commanders game. He had a bad game. There was one where I remember where he scored one where it was like, oh, wow, I didn't know he was that fast. And you said apparently the defense didn't either. I don't know if it might have been the Ravens game.
Yes,
I
you're right. And you know what, Jerry? That's not even the play I'm thinking about. I remember that was specifically in front of me. I was in the press box. And I said, I remember I put it on Twitter. Yo, that defensive back didn't realize how fast Darius is. Remember?
Yep.
And there was another play on the opposite side. He took like a little out pass. I think he got a little block, whatever, and he flew down the sideline. He went in for a touchdown. But the point being is that, A, you know, he can really run, Darius, you know, as we know.
Yeah.
And he's a little deceiving, right? Because
I was going to say deceptively.
He's a little deceiving because at times, you know, the way he walks and everything, and the way sometimes he catches balls and you say, and then his other, you know, and then he'll get into the open. He'll kick it into another gear, which we saw this past season a few times. Yeah. Where I think he fooled some guys, and it's like, holy crap, this guy, you know what I mean? So look, I'm happy he's back, Jerry. He's the type of guy that they want in the locker room. And look, you know, if Brian Daboll felt this guy is just never going to give us anything, maybe I'll catch here and there, they would have brought him back for that money.
Right.
But they see him as an X guy on the outside that could stretch the field. They, you know, they're hoping to have a much better line and give him some more time. And Evan Neal coming into year two, and then Glowinski, you know, and then hopefully improve that interior line and doing a lot of things with Darius. But that's it, man. You know, and the money showed it. You know, they're not going to give this guy that money if they didn't believe in him. So
he's one of those guys, it seems, you got to get him involved early too. He needs to touch the ball early, and then he's better. You can't go to him in the third or fourth quarter as his first catch. It just seems like when he gets involved early, he's in the flow of the game a little better, and those drops don't happen as much. But I'll leave the play calling, obviously, to Mike Kafka and Dable. But I'm happy for him as well. Guys, we're going to take a break and be right back with another guy they re-signed and obviously some other moves. And the guy they re-signed is actually somebody that Chris and I got right. Hang on one second.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
And we're back. Folks, you listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Chris Nobody Beats the Biz Bisignano and Jerry Foley. So
And Jerry, just one quick thing before we go on to the next guy about Darius Slayton. Look, when he was a little young, even a couple years ago, he's matured a little bit too as far as when he would drop a ball in a game, he kind of checked out. He lost confidence. Okay? We saw that a couple years ago in Washington. Okay? He drops a ball in a game that could have, it could have iced the game, right? Remember that a couple years ago?
Yeah. It was Sunday night. It was
a Sunday night game. He kind of drops that deep ball, and
yeah,
he kind of lost confidence a big part of the year. He just really wasn't the same. You know, he made some plays, but he just, you know, now, you know, now he lets a lot of things go. Okay, now it's like, okay, if he drops a ball, don't worry, I'll catch the next one. I'll go 60 yards in the next one. And you'd be surprised that players mature over the years. Yeah, when their first few years in the league, they drop a ball, and it just destroys their psyche. Destroys their psyche, you know?
Sure.
But now, you know, and now he's matured a little bit. Whereas far, it's like a cornerback where you get beat, you got to let it go. You move on to the next play. Darius, in a way, now when he drops a ball, and you're going to have that, right? We know that, Jerry.
Yep.
He's going to have some drops where, and trust me, next season, next fall, when he has a drop,
we're not going to be happy about it.
Right. We're not going to be happy about it. Giant fans are going to be like, why did you sign this bomb? You know that. You know it's coming, right?
Yeah. Yes.
But he's a guy that, okay, if I drop this one, I'll get the next one. I'll make a big play in the next one. He's kind of matured that way, and I'm happy to see it for him. So I'm sorry about that, but and, yeah, we'll move on.
No,
move
it's
on
okay. And for those of you thinking, no, it's cool. And for those of you thinking that can't happen, look at another former Giant, and Evan Engram. All it takes is some confidence, and it can start working out for you. So the other guy, the guy that actually we got right, I love that he's back. Love that he's back, Jihad Ward. Very happy. Perfect fit in Martindale. And what did he say? Martindale said, whatever defense I go to, Ward's got to be there. Yes. I thought he was better than I thought he was. I didn't know much about him before. I was like, okay, veteran edge guy. We'll see what happens. But I love I love that he set the edge so well in the run game. Could get to the passer here and there. I love him as a rotational guy. And like you've always said a million times, because you're there, great guy in the locker room. So I was ecstatic that they worked it out with, as they call him, Hadi.
Yeah, yeah, so was I. I think, you know, we both talked about in previous podcasts how we felt about him, you know? And I felt he would be back, but, you know, you never know when that team comes in, right? It gives him that 2-3 year deal, more money, and then bye-bye, you know? It's all a business, you know? So, but yeah, he's back. Look, Dable loves him. He's one of Dable's favorite players, too, you know? Wink loves him. Got some young guys in his locker room. You're gonna have more young guys coming in after the draft.
Well, him and Roaches, they gotta be a blast in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, Nunez Roaches seems like an absolute blast. You know, he's gonna be a funny guy. So, and then you got Ward on the other side of the ball. But you know, your Super Bowl champion in Nunez Roaches. You know, and you're gonna have another class of rookies coming in. You got a lot of young guys. You know what? Let these guys let these two guys take these young guys under their wing. You know what I mean? You know, these are two defensive guys, and you know, when you got some, you could have a cornerback drafted and a linebacker drafted, which I fully expect. And let these guys show them what's up in the NFL life, and of course, even everybody else, even on the offensive side of the ball, let them show them what it is to be a pro. You know, Jihad Ward has that. You know, he had that effect on Thibodeau last year. You know. When Kayvon was feeling pretty good about himself at times and whatever it might be, you know, Jihad telling him, hey, that's nice, but this is the NFL. This ain't college, you know? You got to do it every week in this league. That's the way Jihad was. And, you know, and they show these guys how to be professionals, you know, what to do off the field, how to take care of your body. And, you know, because some guys can be veterans, Jerry. They come in and they just tend to themselves, you know, they just want to be left alone. And, I'm 6 years in the league. Okay, that's a nice rookie, but I'm going to go out and eat by myself tonight with my family. You know, I can't be bothered. You know, Jihad isn't that type of guy. Nunez Roaches, I don't know yet, but he seems like a fun-loving guy that's into, you know, making sure the team is all on the same page and all that. He's got a very good reputation. I saw some Tampa Bay writers talk about him. I follow all these guys from different teams because, you know, you get their input. And you saw he's a, you know, very good locker room guy, high energy guy, you know, and all that stuff. So, you know, that's going to be good. And, of course, a guy in there that could help stop the run. So I'm glad to see Jihad back. Can't wait to see him. He is an absolute blasted person. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth next. But a fun dude, man. I'm glad he's back.
probably the it was probably the most interesting interview you had in the Insider since you've been doing them, just because of where he came from. I mean, the streets in Philly that he grew, the neighborhood apparently he grew up in was just horrific, and to get out and the story he had, like you read that and you know you see the joking around on TV and how all the fun he's having now, and now you kind of understand like where he came from. I thought it was a great interview, and I one of the most interesting ones you ever did.
Yeah, well, he's an interesting dude. He is. So,
yeah. Now, we also signed a guy. So for all the predictions that I made in the Giant Insider, actually, it's next issue prints Sunday. I got one right. Paris Campbell. I put his. It was the picture for the wide receivers. I got lucky on that one, but I figured it would be that kind of a move. And after we saw him, what he did to the Giants, and you said, remember this play, the Foles bomb to him. We're like, how the hell did he catch that? You could see the speed he has, 4.3 speed, another kind of slot receiver. One of our listeners, we'll give him credit, he messaged us, Chris McCumber, president of Blumhouse, called him called the Giants the slot machine. If it works out, they have so many slot receivers. I love it. But listen, Paris Campbell, kind of an exciting player. One-year deal, but definitely someone to be. I was excited about that one. I thought that that's a guy that can stretch the field. Yeah. So you get Slayton back, you get Campbell, you have Wandale coming back eventually. You have some speed at receiver now. And look, Shep back, another slot receiver. So they're obviously, I don't think they're done. I don't know if they're going to make another move in free agency, but they're going to draft someone or make a trade, like you said, for DeAndre Hopkins. But they're going to do something.
You know, right? You notice how that's still out there.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I'm in. I'm on board. So exciting player if he can stay healthy, dude.
Oh, look, that's been the issue. He's had injuries, you know. Obviously, last year he plays the whole season and has a productive year. You know, don't forget Michael Pittman was the man out there too. He had most of the targets. Yeah. And in Paris Campbell was 63 catches, whatever. I think he wound up. But look, the only issue with Paris has been he hasn't stayed on the field. He did last year. Look, it's another low risk, high reward signing for Joe Shane. It's a 1 year deal. If it doesn't work out, you know, you move on. Like even Darren Waller, which is really a 1 year deal. Okay, because if they want to move on, say he gets hurt, we talked about last podcast, you know, there's no guarantee money next year in 2024. You move on. Okay, I mean, Joe Shane has made a lot of these smart moves. So Paris Campbell's a guy. And look, Jerry, I just want to bring this up too, because, you know, I noticed that guy Chris said, you know, oh, it's the best slot team, whatever he said, most expensive slot. Guy, you know, you got to remember something too, though. It's not just Shepska, Paris Campbell, Wandell. That's it. They're just in the slot, and that's it.
No.
Every play is different. Who's on the outside? Right. Who's in the slot? Who's on the outside? The next play, who's back in the slot? It's not just Paris Campbell's going to play 50 snaps in the slot. No, he's going to move on the exit plays. He'll be, you know what I mean? He'll be on the outside. He'll be in there. He'll be, you know, it's all different moving parts. All different moving parts. Now, is he a, what people confuse with sometimes is that, well, he's not a true outside X. No, he's not. Like, if you go out and you draft a Quentin Johnson, I almost did, Jerry, Johnson, I almost Johnson, did it again. Johnson,
Richardson.
Just smack me in the mouth, please. I almost did it again. You go out and draft a Quentin Johnson from, okay, that's a true outside X. All right?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is that, like, you saw with Shep last year before he got hurt. He lined up on the outside at times. This is what Dable likes, the versatility, mixing and matching out there. You're going to see Darren Waller on the outside, in the slot. You're going to see him on the end. You know what I mean? You're going to see that's what they like to do. So, you know, anybody reading, you know, saying, oh, my God, we got a bunch of slot. When Wandell gets back, he's just a slot guy. We got a bunch of slot. Well, every play is different. It's his own story, you know? And then now Darius is a guy that's an outside guy. He's
going to play a slot 80, guy at all.
I'm sorry, Jerry?
Not a slot.
No, he's going to play 80% of his snaps on the outside. You know,
Colin Johnson. Who'd another you? One. Outside.
I'm sorry,
Colin Johnson.
Yeah, a guy comes back. He's like an outside guy.
And I can't believe I forgot Isaiah Hodges. We still have him, of course, best receiver we have.
And he's an outside inside, right? You mix and match. You know, you mix and match, and you know. So just don't think, people, that we got these slot guys. Well, how are we going to get them on the field? They only play slot. No, that's not the way it works. Yeah. Are they primarily slot guys where they'll play a certain percentage from the slot? Yeah, sure. You know?
Yeah.
But if you have three slot guys, somebody's going to be on the outside of the X, somebody's going to be in the slots, who's going to be on the Z, you know, and all that. Yeah. So that's the way it works, and that's the way it will work with Dable, which you saw a lot of last year, you know.
Yep. Yeah, I love the nickname, though, Slot Machine. If it works out, he gets credit.
But I tell you, Jerry, this Paris Campbell, man, with his speed, he's a nightmare from the slot. You know, when he lines up in the slot, he's a mismatched nightmare. It's tough to defend.
I was going to ask you, some of those guys could be in the backfield as well in shotgun, no? Kind of a gadget play?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. You know, as far as that goes, you know, Saquon did it. You know, so like you talk about like a Wildcat?
No, not taking a snap and maybe lined up in the backfield with Jones. That's all. Something like
I'm sure
Kafka
is going to get creative. Well, what you're going to look for, I can tell you right now, what you will see with Paris Campbell is jet sweeps.
Jet sweeps.
That you will see. He had like two touchdowns last year on Jets.
Yeah.
Because he's so fast, Jerry, you want to get the ball in his hands. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get him a couple blocks, and that dude could fly, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, I like Saquon a little bit. You remember when Saquon had that freak injury against the Cowboys where he rolled his ankle? That's what happened to Paris Campbell, too. He had kind of like a freak injury one year, you know?
Yep.
He's been unlucky with the injuries department until last year, in the injury department until last year. And the goal is what, man? You know what? You hope he plays 17 games like Darren Waller. And that's another weapon for Daniel. That's another weapon for Daniel. And the way Dable and Kafka and how creative they get, you know, that's what's great. You know, that's the thing too, Jerry, is that it's not just Jason Garrett running out these ridiculous schemes.
Right. Creativity.
You know, with Kafka and Dable, and everybody saw last year with limited receivers, okay?
Right.
And you saw the creativity. You saw the route running, the concepts, you know? And now they're going to have more guys. These are more toys, you know, with Darren Waller and Paris Campbell. And, of course, Isaiah Hodgins coming on. And if they draft a wide receiver, you know, a young kid.
When they trade for DeAndre Hopkins. You know,
or they trade for DeAndre. Hey, look, I've been saying this. There's been interest in this for a while. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. But if anybody thinks Chris is talking out of his ass, well, you see it from the insiders, right? It's constantly out there. The Giants are one of the teams. They don't know all that. No, I'm not saying it's going
to
happen.
I'm trying to speak it into existence.
Well, you know, it has to come down. You know, always draft picks. You have to make it work. Money-wise, you know, it's not easy. But I'm just saying,
sure.
If you think that Joe's not interested in DeAndre Hopkins, you know, you're out of your mind. Now, whether or not they pull it off, that's a whole other story, especially these other teams that are running, you know. And you got to watch New England here, too. You got to watch New England. I know they just signed Juju, but I can see New England making a big splash because Belichick got to do something in that division, you know. So, So anyway, it's out there. Don't know if it's going to happen, but you know, somebody did tell me a while back. Don't be surprised with DeAndre. You know, in this off season, he's an intriguing receiver. Is the word somebody told me. Now to this minute, who knows? Maybe this morning Joe woke up and says, "No, we're never going to make this happen. We're not in on it." I don't know. You know, I don't know. I couldn't tell you that. Right now, I couldn't tell you that. But he has intrigued this organization, put it that way. And you see people putting it out there. I mean, respectable people, Jerry, on Twitter that actually know what the F they're talking about, saying about how, you know, the Giants are one of the teams that could be a possibility. So,
yeah, and until Odell is signed, he's out there, right? He's a possibility. I don't know how real it is, but the longer he goes unsigned, you have to figure what's he going to play for now. I don't know if they still want him for everything we talked about, but it's still there. It's still a thing, and it's got to be addressed until somebody finally, you know, decides to sign him. So
they loved him, like I said, when he came in for the visit. But as far as actually, okay, let's try to get him, that I don't know. But they loved him. They love the visit. They were intrigued by it. There was interest. But as we sit here right now to say, you know, they want Odell, that I don't know. It's a different ball game now. You know, Odell, I'm sure Odell wants a lot of money. I know he shot down that $20 million a year. Whoever put that out there, he shot that down. But he also said, I'm not playing for four either, you know. So yeah, I'm sure he's going to want 10, 11, 12,
how about five or six, you know? Odell?
Look, we kind of talked about it, like, you know, it's intriguing, but I hope they kind of stay away from Odell.
Same. What I mean? But it's just going to be out there until he signs. Yeah.
You know. So, somebody will sign him, dude. You know that. Might take a little longer, but somebody's going to sign him.
Can you tell us anything about Jeff Smith? Because the Jet fans, you know, it's funny, man. Talk to any Jet fan, and it's doom and gloom, and they're like, "Oh, Jeff Smith was such a good special teams player, and now we lost him. I don't know how real that is or not. I you know, it's somebody obviously going to play specials for us, and I don't know if he's going to make any noise receiving, but you know, I don't know if you.
Yeah, well, look when they signed him, you know, I put it on Twitter. That guy's a good gunner. Yeah. He's a good gunner. So this is a special team sign, Jerry. You know, he's like when he was with the Jets, he'll be down on the depth chart. You know, nobody's expecting him to give them a lot of reps at receiver. But he's a guy who could come in here, give you some snaps at the receiver position. But, excuse me, I hate to say but again, but he could give you the special teams play. And they're looking to shore up the special teams at Giants. No question, you know. So they bring him in here and we'll see what happens in camp. That's all.
Now, aside from a trade, forget trade. Say it doesn't happen. What do you think they make any more? They'll make some, but is there one more free agency move at a position where you're saying that's probably what they'll bring in? I mean, center, I guess, is the easy one, but is there anything out there otherwise, do you think?
Maybe a veteran corner, but okay. I got to look at the list.
Yeah.
I don't know, you know?
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
Look at this today. Look at the signing with Bobby McCain. So that's what you got to look for.
Yeah.
Kind of veterans on the cheap.
Yep. All right. So you brought up the word division before, so I have to bring this up now. Last week, we were talking about, you know, look, has the gap closed? On paper, a little bit. Well, this week, Chris, it's closed more. It has.
Oh, okay.
Guard, I couldn't believe that the Eagles got rid of their safety. I was stunned that they didn't re-sign that kid. They just traded for him. I can't believe they didn't make it work. And he went to a team that you've said you love this team next year. Mm. And that prediction's looking stronger and stronger. Obviously, Chicago's going to be a fun team to watch. But regardless, you know, look, the Eagles signed guys that kill us. Brandon Graham, Cox. You know, I get it, right? They've been around forever. Kelsey. But they've gotten rid of some guys, Hargrave, Gardner Johnson, where you're like, wow, these were guys that were a huge part of last year, and now they're gone. And I just can't believe how many guys they've lost, Chris. That's all.
Yeah.
And I know that Howie Roseman, it's like, oh, he's got bigger plans or something. He's doing something. He's going to get a lot of compensatory picks. I saw something that looked ridiculous for next year. So maybe he realizes that was my chance last year. Let me continue to build. I can't afford all these guys. So if I lose them, I get picks out of it, right? So I think it's like a 2, a 3, a 4, something. It's a ton of draft picks for 2024. But I'm ecstatic that they're losing guys that I thought they'd at least keep one or two of them, and they haven't been able to do it, dude.
Yeah. I mean, look. You look at the Cowboys roster, and
yeah.
And you say the Cowboys are really, you know, the Cowboys are closing that gap.
Yeah.
But it's the Cowboys.
Right.
It's Mike McCarthy and it's Dak Prescott. So you really don't have, but you look at, I was, you know what? I'm looking at their roster yesterday and now with the addition of Gilmore.
It's an all-star team. Yeah.
And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, man, you know.
They're loaded.
They're still loaded.
Yeah, they are.
And now they added Gilmore.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, well, they close, you know. The problem with them is that Dallas, it's Dak, yeah. And it's Mike McCarthy. And yep. Now they got offensive coordinator, but Schottenheimer, that's, you know, please, you know?
Yeah, right.
So have the Giants, with their moves, closed the gap on Eagles? Well, right now the Giants are still the third best team in the division. But that doesn't mean they're going to wind up the third best team, you know?
Yeah.
The Eagles are still, look, we kind of figured they were going to lose a bunch of guys. And they did, you know. So they took a hit on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
But they haven't taken a hit on the offensive side of the ball.
That's true. Know? Right.
They're still real good on the offensive side of the ball. Right. And the defense, you know, they're going to draft. Look, I would have really have liked, Jerry, if Slay would have moved on.
Hmm.
But he was released for like 10 seconds, and next thing you know, he was back.
Yeah.
And they lose, you know, they lost the linebacker guys, some guys up front. But they're still, you know, they took a hit, no doubt about it. But they have, what, their two picks, right? 10 and whatever, and
yeah,
30, right?
20,
they have their,
30, yeah.
They have their two number, they have two number
yeah.
ones.
Yeah.
And Howie, you know, Howie always seems to pull something off. So,
yep.
So the Eagles.
I was stunned they lost Gardner Johnson. I couldn't believe it. I thought that was a foregone conclusion.
I like him. I'm glad they lost him.
Yeah. Oh, ecstatic.
And
eventually Cox, Graham, and Kelsey have to get old, right? I know they kill us, but it's like eventually they're gonna not be able to play one day. So when you lose Hargrave and you lose Gardner Johnson and some of the other guys they've lost, it's like, oh, okay, they're taking a hit. But like you said, offensively, no, they have not. They have not taken a hit yet.
Yeah, you know, and defensively, they still got their two corners.
Yes.
I thought they might even lose Bradbury, too. Dude. Yep. I really did, you know.
Yeah.
And then they're going to have to shore up their safety. I think they signed this. You know, they lost a couple of safeties. And I think they just signed Nick. They signed somebody. I forgot.
They're from the Saints.
Yeah. Oh, right. And I'm sure they're going to draft. They like Blankenship a little bit. We'll see if they come back. But
yeah,
they're still a real good team, Jerry. But that hit, you know, that could cost, you know, and like you said, it's another year on these guys, age-wise, you know,
right.
Some of the older veterans.
Right.
How effective will they be, you know?
Right.
Can the Giants, you know, the Cowboys are the team that should really be closing the gap on them. Yeah. But it's the Cowboys.
Yeah. Chris, we're going to take a break and be right back and stay on this. Hang on 1 second, guys. We'll be right back. You listen to the Giant Insider Podcast. And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley. I can't speak tonight. And Chris, nobody beats the Biz Bisignano. You're right. I think I'm looking at it like, Chris, I'm not expecting to get swept by both teams next year.
Gotcha.
I'm looking at a split now. Gotcha. That's what I'm looking at. I'm not saying we're better. I'm not saying we're there. I'm just saying when we go to play them now, it's not the... You know, that the pre-podcast before the first Eagle game this year, you were like, what's the matter? It's wrong. Like, we're going to get smoked. I'm not going to feel that way next year. It's, you know what? We can play with them now. And that's how I'm going to feel. And that's based on what we've done and what they've lost. Now, again, the draft has to happen. And who the hell knows what Roseman's capable of. The talent gap has been thinned out a bit.
Yeah, they've taken a hit on the defensive side of the ball, no question. Yeah. They'll be looking to replenish that, you know.
And your point about the Cowboys is so accurate. It's yes, they're loaded, but it's Dak Prescott, it's McCarthy, and you don't have Kellen Moore anymore calling the plays. So it's a little different. So.
Yeah, you know, it's unbelievable, Jerry. They're so talented. Every year we say this, they're so talented. Loaded.
And the cap means nothing to them.
They're so talented, but then you say, okay, well, it's still Dallas, you know?
Yep.
And that was, look, one of my fears for the NFC East was that they were going to fire McCarthy and hire Sean Payton.
Right.
You know,
right.
I really, you know, and obviously we know that didn't happen. So, you know, the Giants, look, this is a pretty strong division now, right? You look at three teams made the playoffs last year.
Mm-hmm.
A three, you know, one three-loss team, a five-loss team, and the Giants at 9-7-1. And you look at them, and you expect the Eagles to be real strong. Dallas looks like they're going to be, and you expect the Giants to take it to another, you know, take the next step forward too.
Yeah. Yep.
So, it's amazing how the NFL is, dude. From a division a couple of years ago was considered the NFC least.
Right.
Right. Now it's like, wow, man, these
beast.
This is going to be a strong division, you know.
Yeah.
And you
may have Magic Johnson buying the Commanders, so they can't go anywhere but up from Daniel Snyder.
Yeah, exactly. So. You know, he's talking about that, you know, with a couple of other people.
Yeah.
About, you know, buying Washington. And, you know, and you look at Washington, you can't just look at them and say, oh, well, you know, that's two wins next year. No, you know, you can't do that either. It's still, you know, Ron Rivera, Washington. They have some things going on down there, but we'll see what happens. But it's looks like it's shaping up to be a pretty strong division, man, you know.
Yeah.
Now, do I think the Eagles are going to lose only three games this year? No, I don't, Jerry. You know, I think they'll lose 4-5 this year. Yeah. You know.
Plus, you have the Super Bowl hangover, and that is a thing.
And that is definitely. Listen, that's a thing, dude. That's a thing. There's no question about it. You know, let's see how they come in next year. You know.
Yeah.
You know. But they're the favorites. You know, the Dallas is right there too, and you know they go out and look. I could see Odell being a Cowboy, Jerry. Before training camp, soon. I could see that happening. You
they
know?
Got Brandon Cooks, too.
They go out and trade for Brandon Cooks.
Every team.
And they go out, you know, they're going to get Terrence Steele back on the offensive line. That their kid, they're going to move the left guard, Tyron Smith's back. You know, they got Zach Martin. You know, and you look at them and you say, man, this team is so damn talented. How the hell? You know, and once again, last year, you know, they lose a tough playoff game. They're out, you know, in the second round. Last year was the second round. Usually it's the first round, you know.
I'm thinking of Ezekiel Elliott's last play as a Cowboy.
Yeah.
When you just brought that game up.
And you, look, you could see them going out drafting a running back, you know, too. Yeah. I'm sure they're going to do that in their first few rounds. I tell you what, dude, Jerry, you look at the Giants. You know, that division, they got to play four games against those two guys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you got to play the AFC East, you know, where the Bills are pretty still strong. Miami, it looks like they're going to get better. The Jets, when the Jets get Aaron Rodgers, they're going to be better. And New England's New England with Belichick. Damn, Jerry, you know what? You look at this. Now, I always say, never look at a schedule in this. I get it. But
no, but tough, I get it.
It's tough teams, you know, tough teams. But, you know, you never look at it. You know, you never look at a schedule. You never look at teams in March because everything changes in September and October. But just right now, you know, it's going to be very competitive, dude. Very competitive, you know, really is. It's going to be an interesting season next year. And the division is shaping up to be a very competitive division.
Yeah. All right, so it's almost draft season. Draft season's almost upon us. Like you said, I don't know what else they're going to do in free agency, but I think a lot of what they've done is going to determine already what you know the what they're going to do in the draft. They're still in a position where they're going to be able to take, you know, best player available at a number of positions. And I would think corner, even interior D line. I know that they're picking guys up, and I know D.J. Davidson's coming back, but you figure there. Probably not so much linebacker, wide receiver, but we'll get into more on the draft probably next week and then thereafter. But even like, I was thinking about it, dude, even like if, you know, if God gives you Mayer at 25, because you just lost Love, like I'm taking him even with Waller because and Bellinger, that's a position where it's like Waller's injury history. Yes. I know we just traded for him, but you know, I'm just saying there's still a number of positions, Chris, on this team where Shane will be afforded to take the best player available if they're there.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, Shane always talks about it. You know, it's the best player available. Not, you know, draft by need.
Right, right.
I don't know. So. You know, so we'll see how it plays out, you know, because they still have holes, Jerry, you know.
Yeah, right, a number of them.
They still have holes, especially at the interior offensive line, man.
Yep.
You know, so.
That's what I'm saying, like guard, center, corner, interior, D-tackle. Even tight end, wide receiver, like there's a number of positions where, you know, if the right player falls, you could see him doing it. I could see him taking it. So
yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a number of different options, boy, at 25. It really is.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get a little better feel, you know, but the first feeling is what they did in free agency, you know, and then you get a better feel as you start getting closer to the draft. So it's going to be interesting, man. Like, it could be different. It could be, like you said, it could be center. It could be corner, could be defensive line, could be another linebacker next to a Kurike, you know, you know, an active inside backer, you know, and all that. So, it's you know, this, it's not like this team's one or two plays away. They need help, you know.
But I love, like you said, I love what they've attacked. I love that they've attacked, you know, stopping the run and then improving in the passing game. I cannot be happier with what Joe Shane has done from a fan's perspective. And they're not done. So, anything else? Did we miss anything? Seemed like we touched on most of them. Anything else you want to? Oh, Goodell. Goodell's got a new going to have a new contract. That's awesome, right?
Yeah, that's good. He deserves it. Saquon Barkley, I'm not really hearing much. I'm just hearing that they kind of stalled in their progress. And and you look at the running back market, and Saquon, you're lucky you got that cap number, a 10.
That's what I was going to say, man. Just take that.
Excuse me. Play on that franchise tag number, 10.
Yeah. Play on it. Yeah, I was going to say that. Play on that franchise tag, dude, because, woo, looks weak.
Yeah, yeah. So. Last I heard, the numbers around 13.5. You know, that's what they were trying to get around, those numbers. You know, we'll see. You know, a lot of work to be done there. I'm sure it's going to get done down the road. They have the July to work out a deal, but if he plays in it, you know, I think Saquon should look at it like, woo, baby, okay, I'll take this 10. You know? I
can't believe I'm making so much money.
I mean, you see what these other guys are getting. Yeah. And it's, you know. So
nothing.
We'll see. That's what I'm hearing about Saquon. Nothing really kicking up, but who knows? You know, you could kick it up one day. Okay, we'll add this number, blah, 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 and get it done. We'll see.
And you think even a guy like Eckler, who is on the trade market, who's biting there? It's like, well, okay, thanks.
Yeah, that guy's real productive. You know,
real productive. Like, like what are they getting off? Oh, here's our 7th round pick. Like,
yeah. What? Yeah. So. Yeah. You know, this tight end position, running back position. Well, boy, in free agency, it's been unbelievable, you know? It really has. So, you know, we'll see where, you know, but no matter what, Barkley's going to be a Giant for next season. So it depends on whether or not they work out an extension, you know? So, which they are trying to do, but we'll see what the numbers come in.
So, folks, teach your kids how to throw the football, protect the guy throwing the football, and attack the guy throwing the football. Yeah. Those three, they pay. Edge, left tackle, quarterback.
So, absolutely. You look at the money, you know, Laramie Tunzel got in Houston.
Ooh.
So there you go. There you go. Andrew Thomas.
He's like, woohoo.
Andrew Thomas, I'm sure, was like, celebrate when he saw those numbers going, okay, baby, you know.
That's funny.
So I'm sure there's a few quarterbacks in the league looking at Daniel's contract too going, okay, baby, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Including one in the NFC East, you know, so.
That's right. Yep. Oh, my God, yeah. That's another thing. They're going to have to sign him to 50-plus mil. He might ask for 60 by the time it's all said. He has another year like this year. He's pushing 60, I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, yeah. So, look, Jerry, the one, you know, real surprise around the league, Lamar Jackson still not done. I don't know what the hell's going on in Baltimore, you know?
Yeah, and now
the
Patriots are sniffing around there, too, or something. The Patriots are sniffing around
there. I'm sure if it doesn't work out, they'll be sniffing around, you know?
Yeah.
And I tell you what, there's a pretty good receiver still in the market with DJ Chark. I mean,
yes.
It's been an amazing market. Jerry, I tell you, man, I've been really surprised by this market this season. Yeah. I really have been, you know?
So you can't predict schedules. You can't predict wins and losses. Now you can't predict free agency when it starts because it's just you have no idea what the market's going to dictate. The only thing you can predict is quarterbacks are going to go way more than they're worth, and that's it.
That right, exactly. You know, and like you said, if you have a big boy, groom him to be a left tackle.
Absolutely, man. They get paid nice money. Good stuff, dude.
You know, just quickly, Jerry, I look at the list here. You know, I just flip back to my free agent list. And look, there's two guards that are veterans that are probably going to be real cheap now. You know, and Trey Turner, a guy, I know he's 34, but Saffold up in Buffalo. You know, and Dalton Reisner, another guy.
I don't believe he's signed yet either.
You know?
No, I don't think so. Nope.
It's unbelievable, you know? And it's some, you know, I don't even think Rocky is sin. I know Greedy Williams just signed with somebody, but, you know, there's a couple of veteran offensive linemen that's still out there, you know? And they're going to, as the days go on, they're going to be cheaper and cheaper. So we'll see what Shane does.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still out there. Just checked.
He is, right?
Yep. So,
wait till they bring in Bobby Wagner for cheap.
Yeah, that's what, another guy, right? He's still, and again, I know he's older, but we talked about that. I'd take him in a heartbeat. Absolutely, would love to bring him in. So, a lot of one year deals, dude. A lot of one year deals.
Yeah, no, it hasn't worked out the way these guys thought it was going to work out.
My God,
so
unreal.
Yeah, and what's surprising about it, Jerry, is because you know the cap number went up, and next year's cap number is going to go up even more. But that's what's a little surprising about all this, you know. So. Hey, you never know with these markets. That's why, you know, you never know, man.
Yeah.
Julian Love just found that out.
Yeah, he did. Unbelievable. Good stuff, buddy. All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, which, again, we print Sunday, our pre-draft issue, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magzter for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. All right, guys. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Take care, everybody.